Why Animals Often Matter in Grief and Holiday Ministry. One of the tender places where pet-assisted chaplaincy can matter deeply is in grief and holiday ministry. The holidays often bring warmth, tradition, family memory, and spiritual reflection. But they also bring absence into sharper view. A chair is empty. A voice is missing. A routine has been broken by death, distance, illness, estrangement, or change. Even in joyful settings, grief can sit quietly in the room. That is one reason a gentle ministry animal can sometimes help. Animals often matter in grief ministry because they create a kind of non-threatening presence. They do not demand polished words. They do not require people to explain their pain. They do not argue, analyze, or rush the moment. They can help lower social pressure and create space for a person to feel, remember, or speak more honestly. During the holidays, that matters. Some people are carrying recent grief. Others are carrying old grief that becomes newly sharp during Christmas, Thanksgiving, anniversaries, or family gatherings. Some are grieving a spouse. Some are grieving a child. Some are grieving health, mobility, home, independence, or the life they used to know. Some are grieving a beloved pet as well as a beloved person. Holiday grief is often layered. A pet-assisted chaplain must understand this. The presence of an animal may invite warmth, but it may also awaken sorrow. A person may smile and then cry. A resident may remember a dog that used to sit by the tree on Christmas morning. A widow may begin talking about how her husband always fed the cat before breakfast. A man in assisted living may reach down to stroke the dog and suddenly remember the farm he can no longer visit. These moments can become openings for real ministry. But they must not be manipulated. The goal is not to make the room emotional. The goal is not to produce tears. The goal is not to create a sentimental scene. The goal is to offer calm, Christ-centered presence in settings where tenderness and sorrow often live side by side. That means the chaplain must stay grounded. Do not rush to explain grief. Do not speak too quickly. Do not treat every memory as a cue for a longer conversation. Do not assume that if someone cries, you now need to deepen the moment. Sometimes the faithful response is very simple. You may say, "That sounds like a dear memory," or "You miss them very much," or "Thank you for sharing that." That kind of response honors the moment without taking it over. A ministry animal may help because grief often lives not only in thoughts, but in the body. People who are grieving may feel tense, heavy, guarded, tired, restless, or emotionally shut down. A calm animal can sometimes help lower that tension and make presence feel easier to receive. But again, the animal is not the healer. The animal helps shape the environment of care. The chaplain remains the minister. Christ remains the source of comfort. The animal may support the moment, but the chaplain must still read the person, protect dignity, and know when to stay quiet, when to listen, when to pray, and when to leave. Holiday ministry especially requires restraint because people often feel pressure to be cheerful. Some hide grief so they do not burden others. Some keep talking so they do not cry. Some say they are fine when they are not fine at all. A gentle animal may help make hidden sorrow more visible. That can be a gift, but only if the chaplain handles it with wisdom. Comfort ministry is not about creating a beautiful scene. It is about showing up faithfully in places where joy and sorrow often meet. That is why animals often matter in grief and holiday ministry. Not because they solve grief. Not because they replace the gospel. Not because they make pain disappear, but because, when wisely included, they can help create a calmer, softer, more human space where a grieving person may feel safe enough to breathe, remember, speak, and receive care.